ever they came, comfort and security and truth, wherever they were present from all things, treasured good things, and giver of life, come and tabernacle with us, and cleanse us from every impurity, and save our soul out of it. Glory to God in highest, and on earth peace to the Lord of men. Glory to God in highest, and on earth peace to the Lord of men. Lord, we will call to my lips and mouth, for your great glory.
It is time for the Lord to act, blessing us.
Blessed is our God, always now and ever, in the age of ages.
Amen. Pray for me, Master.
Lord, direct your steps to every door.
Remember me, Holy Master.
God, remember you, this kingdom, always now and ever, and to the age.
Amen. Last Master,
blessed is the kingdom of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever and to the ages of ages.
Amen.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
have mercy. For the peace from above and the salvation of our souls, let us pray to the Lord. Of the whole world, God and the state of the holy churches of God and the union of all men, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for this holy house and for those who with faith, reverence, and the fear of God enter therein, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for our Father and Metropolitan Joseph, our Bishop Anthony, the Honorable Presbytery, the Diaconate in Christ, all the clergy and the people, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our Metropolitan Bulos and Archbishop Yohanna, and for their quick release from captivity and safe return, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our President, civil authorities, and armed forces, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this city and every city and countryside, and the faithful who dwell therein, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For healthful seasons, abundance of the fruits of the earth, and peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord. Travelers by sea, by land, and by air, the sick, the suffering, the captive, for their salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our deliverance from all tribulation, wrath, danger, and necessity, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. Remembrance, are all holy, immaculate, most blessed and glorious Lady, the birth giver of God and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints. Let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our Lord.
To thee,
O Lord. Or unto the earth of all glory, honor, and worship to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. Now and ever and to the ages of ages.
Amen. O God, my God, attend to me. Why hast thou forsaken me? The prayers of the faithful call so her, O most blessed and glorious Lady of Theotokos, and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and each other and our whole life to Christ our God.
For thine is the might, and thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to ages of ages.
Thanks. موطئ قدماي الرب قد ملك فلتسخط الشعوب
الحكمة
فصلا من رسالة القديس بولس الرسول الأولى إلى أهل كورنثوس
للنصير
يا إخوة إن كلمة الصليب عند الهالكين جهالة وأما عندنا نحن المخلصين فهي قوة الله لأنه قد كتب سأبيد حكمة الحكماء وأرفض فهم الفهماء فأين الحكيم وأين الكاتب وأين مباحث هذا الدهر أليس الله قد جهل حكمة هذا العالم فإنه إذ كان العالم وهو في حكمة الله لم يعرف الله بالحكمة ارتضى الله أن يخلص بجهالة الكرازة الذين يؤمنون لأن اليهود يسألون آية واليونانيون يطلبون حكمة أما نحن فنكرز بالمسيح مصلوبا شكا لليهود وجهالة لليونانيين أما للمدعوين من اليهود واليونانيين فالمسيح قوة الله وحكمة الله
Wisdom.
The reading is from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians.
Let us be attentive.
Brethren, the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the cleverness of the clever I will thwart. Where is the wise man? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world did not know God through wisdom, it pleased God through the folly of what we preach to save those who believe. For Jews demand signs and Greeks seek wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to the Jews and folly to Gentiles. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God.
Peace to you, reader.
And to your spirit. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Jews answered, We have a law, and by that law he ought to die,
because he has made himself the Son of God. When Pilate heard these words, he was the more afraid, and he entered the praetorium again and said to Jesus, Where are you from? But Jesus gave no answer, and Pilate therefore said to him, You will not speak to me if you know that I have the power to crucify you and the power to release you. Jesus answered him, You would have no power over me unless it had been given you from above. When Pilate heard these words, he brought Jesus out and sat him over the judgment seat at a place called the pavement, and in Hebrew, Gabbatha. Now it was the day of preparation of the Passover. It was about the sixth hour. And Pilate said to the Jews, Behold your king. They cried out, Away with him, away with him, crucify him. Pilate said to them, Shall I crucify your king? The chief priests answered, We have no king but Caesar. Then Pilate handed Jesus over to them to be crucified. So they took Jesus and led him away, and when he went out, bearing his own cross to the place called the Place of the Skull, which is called in Hebrew Golgotha. There they crucified him, and with him two others, one on either side, and Jesus between them. Pilate also wrote a title and put it on the cross. It read, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. Many of the Jews read this title, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, but it was written in Hebrew and in Greek and in Latin. Now standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing near, he said to his mother, Woman, behold your son. Then he said to the disciple, Behold your mother. And from that hour the disciple took her to his own. After this, Jesus, knowing that it was now fulfilled, said, It is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Since it was the day of preparation, in order to prevent the bodies from remaining on the cross on the Sabbath, for the Sabbath was a high day, the Jews asked Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away. So the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first and of the other who had been crucified with Jesus. But when they had came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. But one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and at once there came out blood and water. He who saw it has borne witness. His testimony is true.
Glory to thee, O Lord. Glory to thee.
Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to Christ.
Today we come to the second great feast of the new church year, the elevation of the cross of the Lord discovered in Jerusalem by St. Constantine's mother, St. Helena, in the first Christian archaeological expedition that took place. And we honor the cross of the Lord in its finding because of the Lord Jesus. As we heard in the Gospel today, we hear the Gospel that we hear in Holy Week. It's of the crucifixion, of Christ dying for us on the wood of the cross. This is why we exalt it, why we elevate it, why we raise it up, and cry out, Lord, have mercy, so many times. And this sign, the cross, upon which the Son of God was crucified, as we heard in the epistle, is something confusing and a folly to many. For the ancient Romans and the ancient Greeks, the chief of their gods did not die, let alone die in a humiliating manner, betrayed, crucified, a form of execution, naked, in front of everyone, going in and out of the city of Jerusalem. And beloved, this tells us something about our God, about Christ Jesus himself. It tells us that he himself is humility. That humility truly is not something human, but rather it is divine. The person enlightened by the Spirit, that person can be filled with humility, but Christ himself is humility. In that, as St. Paul wrote elsewhere, he willed to empty himself as God, to empty himself of his divine prerogatives, and not even to grasp at the title of Son of God, but lowered himself to be born as a human, to hunger and thirst, and one who in the end voluntarily suffered and died, and not just any death, but the death of a criminal in the eyes of the Romans and the Jews who put him to death. And if we are honest, we ourselves, because he died for all of us, this is his humility, that he so prizes us, whom he fashioned out of the dust of the earth and bear some semblance of his divine image. And he doesn't simply die this way upon the wood of the cross for a faceless and nameless humanity, but he does so for each person, every human conceived from the beginning of the world until its end. If there were only one person, he would die for that person. Whether they are righteous or live a sinful life, and truly, beloved, none of us can say we are righteous. We all confess our sinfulness. And he comes in humility because he desires that everyone be saved through him, through his life-giving death, his laying down his life and giving his body and blood for us on which to be nourished, to be forgiven, to be renewed in his life. And so, beloved, if this is how our Lord and Savior is, Christ Jesus, this is who humility is, laying down his life for his enemies, desiring that all be saved, then we will know if we have Christ in us, if we have the same desire that he has, that all be saved, if we have the same love that he has, not only for friends, but even for enemies, for those who do us wrong. That is to have Christ alive in us. And if that is not where we are yet in our life, then on this day, let us recommit ourselves to him and ask him to shine his light into the darkness of our heart, into the darkness of our sins, so that we can be filled with his light bit by bit, day by day, through the whole of our life, so that when we come to the end, we may hear the words, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Because you have been faithful over small things, I will set you over many." Let us recommit ourselves, beloved, looking upon Christ upon the cross, knowing that he died there for you, for me, for everyone, that with his arms outstretched, he seeks to gather us all to himself, and let that desire of his fill us, that all may be saved through him.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace, wisdom.
That word and always by thy might be set up glory unto thee, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages.
Always now and then.
his kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.
The servants of God, Peter, Paul, and Archbishop John, were in captivity. Bishop Alexander, the priest, David, the priest, Joseph, Sahar, Asma, Georgette, George, Naila, Abel, Vera, Alex, Panayotis, Vera, Betty, Mariam, Phyllis, Roland, Ronald, Shauna, Daisy, Nawal, Nimer, Sally, Nakli, Nicola, Olga, George, Adam, Ida, John, Ava, Nicholas, Elaine, Michael, Nancy, William, Lois, Peter, Joanne, Shafika, Patricia, Fran, Karen, Albert, the victims of Hurricane Maria, our expected parents, Jennifer and Michael, and Carrie and Nolte, and all first responders and those suffering throughout the world, especially in the Middle East and the city of Flint, the supporters and benefactors of our parishes and the members of our parish councils, departments, and organizations. The Lord God, remember in his kingdom always, now and ever, and through the ages of ages. Our beloved fallen asleep, mothers, fathers, husbands, wives, sons, daughters, brothers, sisters, relatives, and friends. The fallen asleep, George, Beatrice, and Kenneth, and the newly fallen asleep, Beverly, Joseph, Carol, and Josephine, Maxine, Archbishop Nikon, Rose, Cheryl, Thomas, and Simeon, the Lord God, remember in his kingdom always, now and ever, and through the ages of ages. God, remember in his kingdom always, now and ever, and through the ages of ages. Peace to all.
And to
Satan.
Son, that all who believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life, who, when he had come and had fulfilled
the dispensation for us in the night in which he was betrayed, or rather gave himself up for the life of the world, took bread in his holy and immaculate and blameless hands, and when he had given thanks and blessed it and hallowed it and broken it, he gave it to his holy disciples and apostles, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you for the remission of sins."
Amen.
Likewise, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "Drink of this, all of you. This is my blood, the blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many for the remission of sins." Therefore, the same commandment and all those things which have come to pass for us, the cross, the grave, the third day resurrection, the ascension into heaven, the sitting at the right hand, and the second and glorious coming, offering you your own of your all on behalf of all and for all. We give you the blessing. Thanks.
all the saints again and again in peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the precious gifts offered and sanctified, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That our God, who loveth mankind, receiving him upon his holy, heavenly and ideal altar as a sweet spiritual fragrance, will send down upon us in return his divine grace and the gift of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Having asked for the unity of the faith and the communion of the Holy Spirit, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our God.
Отче наш, Иже еси на небесех, да святится имя Твое, да прибудет Царствие Твое, да будет воля Твоя, яко на небеси и на земли. Хлеб наш насущный дашь нам ест, и остави нам долги наши, якоже и мы оставляем должником нашим, и не веди нас в свое искушение, но избави нас от лукава. Яко Твое есть Царство и сила и слава Отца и Сына и Святого Духа, ныне и присно и во веки веков.
on the 14th, the cross is read as exalted. On this day, we commemorate the appearance of the cross over Athens in the year 1925. A new appearance of the cross of light will say, put to shame them who would mingle light with darkness. On this day are commemorated two events connected with the precious cross of Christ. The first, the finding of the cross on Golgotha, and the second, the returning of the cross to Jerusalem from Persia. Staying in the Holy Land, the Holy Empress Helena decided to look for the precious cross of the Lord. An old Jew called Judah was the only person who knew the whereabouts of the cross, and under pressure from the Empress, he revealed that the cross was buried under the temple of Venus that the Emperor Hadrian had built on Golgotha. The Empress ordered that this idolatrous temple be pulled down, and then digging deep below it, she found three crosses. While the Empress was in the uncertainty about how to recognize which cross was the Lord's, a funeral procession passed by. Then Patriarch Macarius told them to place the crosses one by one on the dead man. When they placed the first cross and the second on him, the dead man remained unchanged. But when they placed the third on him, he was restored to life. By this they knew that this was the precious and life-giving cross of Christ. After that, he placed it on a sick woman, and she recovered. Then the patriarch raised the cross aloft for all to see, and the people sang with tears, "Lord, have mercy." The Empress Helena had a silver casing made and placed the precious cross in it. Later, King Cyrus conquered Jerusalem, took the people into slavery, and carried the Lord's cross off to Persia, where it remained for 14 years. In 628, the Greek Emperor Heraclius was victorious over Coros and brought the cross back to Jerusalem with great ceremony. Entering the city, Heraclius was carrying the cross on his back, but suddenly the aged emperor was directing the emperor to take all. But suddenly the aged emperor was unable to take another step. Patriarch Zacharias saw an angel directing the emperor to take off the superior robes and walk beneath the cross along the way that Christ had walked, barefoot and humiliated, as he had been. He passed his vision on to the emperor, who stripped himself of his raiment and in poor clothing and barefoot, took up the cross, carried it to Golgotha, and placed it in the Church of the Resurrection, to the joy and consolation of the whole Christian world.
With fear of God in faith and love, draw near.
Oh, Depart in peace.
By your own will, you went up upon the cross and stretched out your hands, desiring to save all people, to bring them to the knowledge of thy truth. By your honor was sent, you fulfilled all humanity and were revealed to the nations as the great power of the Heavenly Father, the Most High, the unseen God. By the cross you revealed your exaltation from the ancient fall, of which we were condemned, the first miserable fall. Therefore we pray you, Master, lover of mankind and our God, look upon us, your sinful and worthy servants, who today celebrate with love the exaltation of your venerable cross, and who offer worthy honor and worship. Do not turn from our prayers, O King of heaven and earth, and we keep our nation, as we keep our nation and all nations in peace and tranquility. Watch over your church and guide our hearts and all of our thoughts, that we may be worthy of eternal exaltation by your venerable death on the cross. You wish to raise up our hearts from worldly corruption and to lead them into your heavenly kingdom. For it is you who have mercy and save us, and unto you we return glory, together with the Father and the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Immediately following now the veneration of the cross.
Before